Hello.
Hey there.
Hi.
I'm back!
He's back.
Oh, yay. The gang's all back together.
I gotta go, though. Bye.
All right. We'll see you later. I also have some videotapes to return, so we're gonna cut this episode short. Goodbye. That was episode 46. I'm actually gonna put probably about a 10-second pause in there. Anyway, how are we doing?
I'm doing well.
Yeah, man. It's been a pretty good week.
How are you? Has work killed you yet?
No, last Friday though, I was pretty like.
Are you on vacation yet?
No. But visibly I was like, I need some sleep.
Yeah.
You put in that time.
Man. You were a busy boy last week.
There's a lot of people, you know, it wasn't just me. So
it takes a village.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that weren't doing it, so I can't.
At least you weren't alone.
Yeah. True story.
You could all suffer together.
But no, it's normal. You know, we're back to normal.
Good.
I didn't have to work today, so that's good.
That's a step in the right direction.
Just playing Apex this morning with my boys. Didn't get some wins yet, but we had some fun times. So
yeah, we got second a couple times, didn't we?
Twice? More than a couple times. Yeah, or at least twice in the top five. I mean, it was fine.
I just wanted to call to see how dangerous I could be in that game.
You got some skills on PC, man.
Yeah, the match before Clark came and played, or only one of the few, 9 kills, 1,500 damage. It's a peacekeeper, man.
I don't think I had any kills that match.
You're a support class. We've been.
You get this. Them close to being knocked down.
And I have. Chris has seen it. I've had moments of Neo-esque.
Well, every once in a
runs
while.
In that game, right? But it's not quite as often as
you get
Chris.
Your games going. No. Yeah, I need to get used to PC controls if I'm going to play on PC more with you guys.
I would love you to play on PC more with us.
But I feel bad because Carlos was like, hey, I finally got this game. And everyone's like, yep, fuck you guys. See you later, PC forever. Bye.
I do enjoy playing it on PS4 also.
I could play on PS4. I didn't plan on playing on PC. I think we had talked about this previously. I was going to just play it on PS4, you know? And I think similar-minded where it's like, well, I don't need the same game on two consoles or two systems. But Jeff's like, especially no, play on PC.
Especially because you can't link accounts yet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Jeff was like, play it on PC. And I'm like, okay. And the first game, I was like, oh my God, this is, for me, this is infinitely better.
I think I just need to fine-tune my mouse sensitivity, and then I'll be way better. But
yeah, and I also think the shotgun play on PC just feels better than on PS4, in my opinion, when you're hip-firing.
Probably. I'm a shotgun boy, peacekeeper.
If you can get the left, right, or 80-80 strafe down, you'll be fine. Because, man, the peacekeeper is really good on PS4, too. Or the Mastiff.
I've had the Mastiff a few times. I didn't like it.
Because I'm telling you. I told you guys already, I had a 7-kill game where my team left immediately because I didn't immediately go res them. And I ended up winning by myself, mainly due to the Mastiff. Because, man, if you can get square shots on people with that thing, it does a lot of damage.
Oh, I believe it. But that's the point
of the gun, though. It's like the gold sniper rifle you can get, too.
Yep. So. 125 damage to a
Apex
chest.
is still a good game.
Yeah, if it's you got a plane going on in your house, Dustin?
No.
I also heard something, but whatever. I don't think it was on my end.
I didn't hear it, so probably it is in my house. I got my noise-canceling headphones on.
Humble brag over here.
I found new earbuds.
Yeah, so Clark speak on PC or PS4 to us the other day because he fell asleep in his headphones with some water.
I mean...
I'm so curious how that happened.
I fell asleep with them in my ears, you know, listening to, I like had a night mode machine thing, you know, like soothing sounds or whatever. I have an app for that. And at some point, I woke up in the middle of the night and took out my earbuds and just kind of like pushed them off the bed, and they just happened to fall into a cup of water that was laying on the floor.
Because in my mind, they fell out of your ear into a cup of water. I was like,
no, how? It was in the middle of the night.
Okay.
Something similarly happened to my, I think we used very, like, almost the same exact headphones, because I was using Samsung from whatever. I forget which phone, which Galaxy phone I got those from. And I remember we got done playing PS4, and I took them out of my ears, and I just tossed them up onto my TV stand, like I normally do. Well, apparently tossed them into a cup of coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't notice it for, like, another day, so... Those are ruined.
These mistakes happen. and really, to be fair, they still work. It's just one side does not.
Ooh.
So
the important side.
I could throw it in some rice, maybe. I don't know. No, that doesn't work that way. But I found another pair. I have to wrap part of this up with some electrical tape because there is an exposed wire on this. But that's part of the fun.
Yeah, live dangerously.
I think. My inner ear shocked occasionally, but it's the style of headphones I like, so, and they're hard to find now.
Yeah, apparently, which is odd to me.
Well, they all Samsung switched over to those your ear hole contoured shape earbuds, and I fucking hate them. But I digress.
So, I don't know, I use the over-the-ear ones. You know, I use a Razer Kraken for the PS4, and then I use some Sennheisers for the PC. I've always been a bigger fan of those.
I have some really nice over-the-ear ones that Misty got me, but they were, at one point, really complicated to set up with the PC I had. I haven't used them on my actual PC. They were really complicated to, like, get all the wires perfect and everything, so I just kind of switched over to earbuds, and just the little circles do a wonder, and I can hear everything.
Yeah,
if I'm playing shooting games. So
I've always found that crazy, like, seriously, like, how you wear earbuds and your hearing ability of, like, where things are spot on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm like, how did you know?
I don't, like, it, they're also, because at least for my head, they fit perfectly to where they become noise canceling headphones.
All right, you know.
So
life hacks.
Pretty much, I got lucky from, you know, up above. Thanks, God.
God's plan. Thanks, Drake.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, like, and the thing is, I should have really shitty hearing too, because I played a lot of shows when I played in a band with no ear protection. So I don't know what's happening.
God's plan.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I mean, I think Apex has taken over my gaming.
According to the subreddit, it's going to fail real soon.
Why? Really? Yeah, okay. It's just
sweaty nerds on the internet.
Because it's Reddit. Want? Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. For me, it just, you know, it feels good. I like the hero system.
Yeah. They delayed that battle pass because they want to get it right. And everyone's like, this game's going to die. It's, I mean, it's any subreddit, like the Black Ops 4 subreddit is just full of fucking little pissants, like whining and moaning about how what they want's not there right now, or Black, or, you know, Treyarch fucked up when they nerfed this gun, or, you know, made this gun way too OP, or the armor system's not what they want, and where's the combat record, Treyarch? And just fucking sit on it.
Sit on it, Potsy.
Thank you.
I think that's most games. Always Destiny's that way too. Actually, no. Destiny subreddit is actually pretty solid.
Has come a long way now.
Yes, it has.
All the fucking stupid people are off of that one now.
Yeah, it used to be full of haters, but I don't really follow the subreddits. Probably for that reason, I would just be annoyed by them. But
I just use it for patch notes.
I think they're doing Apex right, you know. I mean, take your time on the stuff, you know.
Do little tweaks. Fine.
See how it goes. Like, I like it. For a battle royale game, and like, I'm okay at Black Ops. Mm-hmm. I'm decent, you know. I'm okay in PUBG. I have my Rain Man moments once in a while, but some about Apex, it's my game.
Once they add solos and duos, I'm gonna like Apex a lot more.
Yeah, I agree.
And that's on the horizon. So
I don't think they should add 4-man squads. I think 3 is perfect.
No, 3 is fine.
But
having 2-man, like being able to do duos means that, or solos means you can, that fourth person or fifth person can still play.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's not all scrambling for position. Anyway.
Let me ask you a question I know the answer to probably already. How's God of War?
Good. Probably close to halfway through it.
Yeah? I was expecting you didn't play it that much.
I haven't lately, the past week and a half or so, because my new 2 weeks, because my new position.
Oh, that's right.
And I was trained for an entire week too, and working my new position, like, I've been stressed out like crazy. But it'll get under control eventually.
I feel ya. Our boy was sick last weekend, couldn't do D&D.
Yeah, I was definitely sick. I think it was because of something I ate, but also being in office for a week when I haven't been for 4 months, 5 months, is probably did something to my immune system a little bit.
Probably. And then add all the stress into that. It's just a...
Mm-hmm.
Well, although a ton of people that worked all the hours at my job, like, they're just slowly being like, yeah, I'm sick. I got to take today off. Like, it's just been happening. It's like, that's to be expected.
I haven't been that tired during the week in a long time, including this week, too, because I volunteered to go back into office to help fix this major problem we have. And it's a lot easier to work side by side with the other person on it and be able to talk directly to each other instead of via IM.
Yep. But, I hear you. The last week, the Saturday after, like, the... like 12 days in a row, I had I slept from 11 p.m. Friday until noon Saturday.
Jesus. I feel you. Last week I went to bed at 9 or 8:30 several nights in a row. And I wish I could have slept until noon last Saturday. I ended up waking up at 7:20. And I think that was also part of the reason why I felt like shit, was because my sleep cycle was, even if I tried to, like, stay up till 11 or midnight, it's like, you're up at 6:37. So it was all compounding factors.
Man, last weekend, I went to Chicago and spent a whole lot of money. And was, that's not always sick. Fun. Yeah.
Katie that's was. Always... Malort. Trigger word.
Yeah, they tried to trick me into that. I was like, oh, are you from Chicago? I was like, no, I'm from nearby. I'm like, oh, here's just a little Chicago treat. I was like, oh, I've had Malort. I know what that is. You're not going to get me with that. And then I just handed it to Katie, and she took it. So
I need to be either super drunk or have some kind of chaser if I want to even sniff Malort.
Mm-hmm.
But I did manage to play a whole lot of Let's Go Pikachu last weekend. That game is fun.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because you can play it with two people.
Oh, wow.
So you can co-op. Basically, you make your character or whatever, your trainer, and then if there's a second person, they just kind of spawn down and you can run around with everybody or with the main character. And then when you battle, it's the main person goes first usually, and then depending on the speed of the other Pokemon, like, the second person goes first. So it's like 2-on-1 with the NPC.
That's kind of cool.
It's just fun. And then it's integrated really well into Pokemon Go. So you can basically take anything you have from Pokemon Go that's first gen and transfer it to the game and use it. Because it's Pokemon Yellow with some new additions. So it's a good time. Misty and I have been having a blast.
Yeah, but now they get they announced real Pokemon, actual game. So that's going to be interesting.
Hopefully that has integration as well. I would imagine it will if this one did.
Yeah.
But
especially if it worked well.
It's really awesome. When you guys, next time you guys come over, we'll show you.
Check it out. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just a good time. Relaxing. And I needed that last weekend.
Need something new to play that wasn't too taxing on the brain.
I would say Tetris 99 is that way, but it's not. It's very stressing.
I know. I want to try it out, but I'm not. I'm okay at Tetris. I don't think I'd be good at that Tetris.
I'm pretty decent at Tetris. So, actually, Dustin, I think in the DS I let you borrow, there's Tetris DS in there.
Yeah.
You should play that.
I like Tetris.
I fucking love Tetris.
It's just, I've seen like the top 10, how fast that goes,
it's crazy. It's ridiculous.
I
don't know if
I can handle that all the time.
You see, my first game I lost, I got like 70th. The second game I played, I got second place.
Jesus.
Good turn. And it's just nuts at the end. So.
I've never, I don't mind Tetris. Like, I enjoy playing it every so often, but I don't know if I've ever had the urge to play competitive Tetris.
There is I forget what it's called. It's on Super Nintendo, and it's not Yoshi's Cookie or Dr. Mario, but you play Tetris against another person, and you have, like, you can be Mario characters or, like, bad guys. I forget what it's called, but it's basically Tetris, and it's fun.
And it's on Sega Genesis, so you know it's not Dr. Robotnik's Mean Bean Flicky Machine.
No, yeah, exactly.
No, so I was the same way with Dustin. Like, I like Tetris, but I never was like, playing against somebody until Tetris DS. Mm-hmm. And DS had that linking, you know, system, which was sweet. And back when Pure Onyx was in its popularity, like, that was one of the main games they played. I actually went to a showing of Pure Onyx in Toronto, a screening. Mm-hmm. Like we did in Chicago that time.
Mm-hmm.
And I got on stage and played Tetris DS against somebody.
Awesome.
I didn't win. No, damn. I did not win. But it's fun. Like, I've played against Jared a few times. He's really good. His significant other, Stacy, a number of times in the past. And it's good times.
Well, not that we don't have enough games to play already, but... From Software is about to drop a huge bomb on everybody, and according to reviews so far, it's really good. Sekiro, the Souls, I don't know, it's not a Soulsborne game, but no. I mean, it's made from Software and Miyazaki, so I mean...
What's the full title? Sekiro...
Oh, Sekiro...
Something Die Twice.
Shadows
Die Twice, yeah. Yes.
It's an interesting concept, like, and I know this game got, was it last year, D3, where, like, it was announced, and...
I want to say it was last year, because we kind of got excited watching the sneak peek of it.
It was known that, you know, From Software was going to release a new game, and then right around E3, might have been a little before, they released the title, and a little bit of gameplay, and, I mean, if you like Souls games or Bloodborne, like, you'll probably like this game, so I've been excited for a long time, but Feudal Japan.
Yeah, it's an interesting concept, where you kill them, but you had to, like, knock them down.
Well, Dark Souls is, and Bloodborne for that matter, is like, get in there and hit, right? Just hit it until it's dead. This one's a lot more nuanced compared to that, where you have to, there's three different dodge buttons, technically, and, like, there's a dodge button like Souls, but that doesn't work as well for depending what attacks come in your way. So, like, there's a deflect button, a parry button. So, like, you got to be on point with that stuff. So it's a lot harder compared to Dark Souls games, according to a lot of people who've got their hands on it so far.
Oh, great. Like, yep. Dark Souls games wasn't hard enough.
But I'm on board the hype train for this and have been for a while. And it's releasing next month, right?
It's releasing this month, the 22nd. March?
Okay, March 22nd. Yeah, that's
Yeah, before we even know it, it's coming out.
That's a day one buy for me.
So, like, I knew it was coming out for a while, and I'm hearing about it. I remember at E3 watching it, and I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. But it really wasn't until I saw the Inside Gaming team do the review on it. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, man, this looks really good.
Miyazaki, I mean, you've played a little bit of Dark Souls 3. Dustin, yeah, you did well as well. And then you played a little bit of Bloodborne.
Yep.
I mean, Miyazaki is just, and his team are just, the exception of maybe Dark Souls 2, because it wasn't Miyazaki. Fantastic at world building and just lore building and environments to explore. And it looks like we're getting at least on par with that this time around, too. So. Whew. I'm excited. Plus, I like Feudal Japan. Like, that should be cool too.
So you think with how good that he does worlds and games and fighting, do you think he should tip his toe in the battle royale genre?
I don't know if he should.
He wants to. He's interested in it though.
Yeah, Dustin, you saw that article. What was that about?
I don't know. He's got his eye on the battle royale genre. I'm not quite sure how he would do it in this aspect, though. I mean, I'm not saying that it wouldn't necessarily work.
Saying he's interested doesn't mean it's happening.
Exactly.
And I mean, are we oversaturated battle royales right now? That was a tough sentence to say. Yes and no, I guess.
I think it's getting close, but I mean, obviously this would be different if they were to tackle that. I think even he's even said, like, obviously it would be different, but it's something they're very interested in maybe taking a swing at.
As far as genre goes, there are a lot of battle royale games. Correct. There are, but they're different. They're different enough. Like the top three right now, I don't think Blackout's ahead of PUBG at this point anymore. I think they've taken quite a step down.
Yes and no. I put them about the same, depending on the day.
But, like, Fortnite and Apex are battling each other right now. I think Fortnite's back.
Back on top in a major way.
Because they released their latest Pirate season.
Season 8 just launched, so that was
a huge
big deal.
Huge popular game. It's not for me. I've never liked Fortnite, really. Never been able to get into it. But Apex resonates with me more. And I always like PUBG and stuff, but this is a whole different type of game. If they release it, of course, it's a whole different genre of a battle royale game. So who knows?
I think there are projectile weapons in Sekiro, but only if you have not even like a bow and arrow. I mean, part of the gameplay for Sekiro is you have an amputated arm. And somehow the technology is around where you can turn it into a grappling hook or possibly like a big shield type thing. Like you can switch in and out different prosthetic arms for different abilities. I think one of them is kind of like a projectile weapon. But it basically be mainly sword play, which could be very cool.
Yeah.
And the problem is... Off the top of my head, the problem is getting their net code down, because historically speaking, their net code is terrible, especially at launch. Sekiro is only a single player game, so that's not going to be an issue this time around. But if they were to dabble with Battle Royale, it'd have to be. I don't know if they patch it into Sekiro or maybe do a free to play or release it for like $30 separately. Who knows? Like, it's probably a long ways off. Since they've been busy building this game for a few years now. But I don't know. Time will tell. I'm not going to dismiss it. I'm intrigued.
Yeah, would it be something similar to like For Honor?
That's what I was thinking too.
Right. Like it's mainly melee.
My head went to... Did you guys ever play Bushido Blade on PlayStation or Dreamcast back in the day?
I know what it is, but I've never played it.
Yeah.
Okay. It was essentially... let's see. It was an arcade fighter set in feudal Japan, and you had swords, different swords and stuff like that. But it was more realistic than like Tekken. And the ring, like environment rings were a lot bigger too. But... that's what I immediately thought of, but For Honor is a good comparison too. And shit, if fucking From Software gets into that with something along Sekiro for Battle Royale, I mean, who knows? It could be like Dark Souls Battle Royale, not even Sekiro, because those are they're very different games.
Sure.
Maybe For Honor would too, Ubisoft? I don't know.
Yeah, Ubisoft hasn't even said anything about a Battle Royale type game. They're
surprised with the Division 2 coming out.
Yeah.
Or For Honor, for that matter, because that game came back in a major way for a while.
And that's the trend, you know, these games. Well, it's like they release in a beta, unfortunately, and then they're like,
yeah, seriously.
Oh, we know what's wrong now.
And we're getting, Firestorm from Battlefield in a couple weeks, I think, unless they push it back again.
They gotta push it back, you know?
Yeah, we'll see.
But Sekiro, I'm not sure, you know, if that's going to be a pickup for me right away, because there's also a game that is released this month that might have my attention. But we'll get into that.
Oh. Shit, you fooled me.
I bamboozled you.
Yeah, I'm also interested in Sekiro. It's probably not going to be a day one purchase for me, but in watching that review, the stealthy and or ninja-like aspect of it really interested me. Like, that's very... I like that play style where it's not just, you know, hit them till they're dead necessarily. I like that, like, skill and get the right angle. And
there's a lot of that in Dark Souls, yeah. But it's more of just get in there and circle straight around
dodge, until they're dead. Roll.
I don't know what I'm getting with Sekiro, but I'm mm-hmm. very confident in what I'd be getting from Sekiro, so it's going to be a day one thing. Oh, especially yeah. because I get paid the day before it releases, so if there's a pre-order bonus, I can get it. But it is time for our ad break. So, Slumberyard Handcrafted is your source for custom wood furniture, woodworks, and sawmill services. From tables to beds, cutting boards to benches, and everything in between, they are here to build your dream. You can visit their website at slumberyardhandcrafted.com, where there you can see their portfolio, a calendar of upcoming events, and if you have something in mind, you can schedule yourself a free design session. So head on over to slumberyardhandcrafted.com. You can check out their Instagram at slumberyardhandcrafted and get yourself a nice little liquor cabinet or a hutch or an end table. And thank you, Slumberyard and Josh, for sponsoring us, as always.
Thank you.
You're the best.
All right. After that great setup and tease that Dustin slammed into the earth.
What?
He set up a nice tease for the break, and then Dustin went into a Dark Souls thing.
Yeah. Thanks, Dustin.
Oh, sorry. I just wanted to give my opinion on Sekiro before we jumped into the next portion. But
I'm just giving you shit.
And that's the last time that happens. I know.
And you've proven you can't handle it.
So we had a kind of like a sneak release this month, and it probably not for those that follow the game.
No, yeah. But if you liked the series, you definitely knew.
But Devil May Cry 5, man. Yeah,
what? It out of nowhere, it released. It's out. You can play it right now, if you wish.
And that was going to be, I think I said that in chat, in our gaming chat. I was like, man, I'm buying this. But then I saw the trailer to Sekiro, and I'm like, oh, which one? I said I want to buy both, because too many games. I bought Kingdom Hearts 3. I still haven't even, like, halfway through it. I haven't picked it up for a month.
I mentioned it in our gaming chat. Like, this is winter. This is supposed to be the dead time. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, I guess we're coming up on spring. But, I mean.
Yeah, what? Also, what's with all of these just secret, you know, releases of these games. Apex, Devil May Cry 5. Like, they just come out of nowhere, and you're like, where the
fuck? Some of it, well, what? Devil May Cry 5 was definitely talked about for a long time. I knew it was a thing. I just forgot.
Okay.
For us, it's a secret release, for sure.
Yeah, like, we didn't pay attention to it. That makes sense.
Apex was a completely secret thing. And that, I mean, I guess some of it is just carryover from fall with Red Dead or God of War.
God of War was last April, by the way, so
true. Even Black Ops, like, so some of it's carryover, but like, there's still just a lot of games we're still playing and still enamored with, and still, and now we're just getting even still really good AAA releases. Like,
I know, it's crazy.
Devil May Cry 5 is being reviewed pretty well.
I was somebody who notoriously, like, finished games. I bought them, I beat them, done. Assassin's Creed Odyssey, still haven't.
Are we rubbing off on you?
Kingdom Hearts 3?
In more than one way?
I don't like it.
Is this our fault?
I don't like it.
Okay. I haven't played a Devil May Cry all the way through since Devil May Cry 2. To be honest, that turned me off from the series. And so I never really touched 3. I saw it played, but 3 brought it back, from what I understand. Never played 4. Played a little bit of DMC, the remake. Yeah. And then now we have Devil May Cry 5.
So I played I played Devil May Cry 4, and then they introduced Nero, and I liked it, you know? I don't really remember that much about it, but I remember, like, it was a good time.
Yeah.
I did play DMC, the Ninja Theory one.
Mm-hmm.
Does not deserve the hate it got.
No.
Like, it was so fun. Just,
yeah, okay, and truth be told, I mean, that game series is basically anime, so I have no idea what's happening, like, plot-wise. Yeah,
exactly.
And I was very confused when the Ninja Theory DMC came out, and then I didn't pay any kind of attention to Devil May Cry 4, so I had no idea about Nero. And then all of a sudden, Devil May Cry 5 comes out, and I'm like, why is Dante, like, so Dante's, they brought the young Dante back, and then all of a sudden there's old Dante, and I was very confused.
Yeah.
Come to find out, young Dante's actually Nero. I don't know.
It's confusing for sure. I don't even follow the story that well. I know DMC really tried. It's
been years since I've touched anything.
I know DMC tried to establish a story.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was good. It was more modern. I got
a couple hours into it, and I enjoyed it for what it is. But, I mean, I still have it. I could go back to it anytime I want, I guess. But I say that about a lot of games.
Yeah, you just beat God of War, okay?
Yeah, I will eventually. I will.
Hey, you take your time and enjoy that game.
Like I said, I'm about halfway through it. I think.
Mm-hmm.
Hard to say, but I think I'm about halfway through.
What's the last thing you did?
I beat one of the other realms. I won't say which one right now.
Does it have flying dudes?
Yes. If I remember correctly, it's been a little while.
Okay.
I'll jump in back in on it at some point. It's just, I don't know why, like, Battle Royale stuff is just taken back over. Even, like, I still play Blackout once a day.
This is Battle Royale. It's 20 minutes, and then it's done.
And yeah, you can start exactly. Over if you want. And it's just, like, I don't, like, I have not also, I think part of the reason why I haven't played it in a couple of weeks is I haven't wanted to emotionally invest myself in something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what's going to happen.
I hear you.
With all, like, as tired as I've been, I'm very fickle right now.
Yeah. So.
No, and I think that's the exact reason I haven't jumped back into Kingdom Hearts 3. I want to, but it's just like, man, if I can play that again, I gotta dedicate some time.
I just want to shoot things and see them die, and then die myself and do it again, and maybe win something, so.
Yeah, I want to say that was the reason it took me so long to get back to God of War before I finally beat it was like very similar, because it's like with games like that you have to, like, it's not something you're only going to play for, you know, 45 minutes. Like, you're going to sit down and you're going to play it for 2.5 hours. Like, you have to invest.
I want to anyway, like, I exactly. don't want to spend 45 exactly. minutes to an hour on it, and right. then like, oh, something comes up.
Exactly. So Battle Royale is, like you said, like, you can make it last as long as 20 minutes. You could also hot drop and it'll take 2 minutes. Like, it's however you want to do it. You don't have to get too invested.
And I'm still, like I said, really enjoying Blackout.
Mm-hmm.
You finally got another win in that after they updated everything. And
I haven't played that in months.
I haven't either, but I've wanted to get back to it. Even Adam and I talked about it on the last episode. I want to try out the that police Captain mode. Robbers. Yeah, there's a few things on there. I want to jump back in and try. Also, Chris and I were talking about this last night. We want to get back into Sea of Thieves.
Yeah, so...
And Divinity.
And Divinity. There's so much.
Yeah. So, last Saturday, my buddy from work messaged me. And he's like, hey, man, can we talk about Sea of Thieves? He plays on Xbox. And it's like one of the few games we could play together.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, yeah, man, let's play. I played from 8 p.m. until 3 in the morning.
Fuck. You don't stay up that tired. Late anymore.
I was really tired, as I say.
Oh, you did sleep till noon that day.
So. Yeah, I was pretty rested. True. So, but it changed a lot. Like, now they have a 3-person ship. Skull forts are not the hot thing anymore. So, like, you could do your own thing. They have alliances now. So, mm-hmm. like, you could have an alliance with other ships, and they do their treasure, and you do your treasure, and you both share the loot.
Yep.
At the end?
It's still installed on my computer.
Yeah.
I never hated that game. I just wanted to come back to it when there was more stuff to do.
And there is a lot more to do. There's
more stuff to do.
That sounds like the perfect game to stream from our podcast Twitch.
True.
If we're all on there.
Part of it.
It'd be get into some shenanigans.
My plan was to stream Sekiro all the way through as well. So
you should do that.
On the podcast Twitch. Cause
you should do that.
I challenge you to do that. Go get an Elgato.
I mean, I can buy it on PC and stream it from my PC.
Mm-hmm. I mean, do you think?
I do need to get an Elgato, but we'll talk about that later.
I'll throw five on it for you.
We'll talk later.
I wonder how that would feel, the Sekiro would feel on the PC. Not that I want to bring that back up, but...
Probably good. Maybe not right away, because they sometimes have... Again, historically, have had problems at release for PC stuff.
Okay. Well, they usually most studios will make a game for a console and then port it to PC, and it just doesn't work well.
Because FromSoft I don't know what deal is left over from Bloodborne, but that was PlayStation exclusive only.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I don't know if they still Dark Souls 3 had PC in mind heavily. I don't know. I'd have to look into it for Sekiro, but I don't know. I might get it twice on both. I don't know, but we'll find out. We'll see. I'll let you guys know.
Looking forward to it.
Because I think the next time we record, it will come out. Yes, mm-hmm. It will have. Mm-hmm. All right. So everybody, I'll say this now. Everybody watch out on the 22nd for twitch.tv. / come get your podcast for the Sekiro stream.
I'll be tuning
it's CGY podcast.
Is it? Did I change it?
Maybe.
It might be CGY podcast. I don't know. I'm fucking pissed. For a long time, I'm not actually pissed off, but I wanted Totally Not Adam on Twitch and Twitter. And I might be the same dude. Has that handle for both of those? And has done nothing for 4 years.
He's just squatting on it.
And I fucking want it.
Squatting on it, waiting for that price to go up.
Yeah, you can't have it like my Twitter handle. Myron. Made that back a long time ago.
Both the Twitch and... I came across... I'd made my PlayStation name Totally Not Adam way after that was, PlayStation 4 was even out, and I was like, this is funny. And then I looked at Twitch and Twitter. Dude, I don't know if that's the same dude, but someone has both of them, and they've never posted one thing to either thing.
Take them down.
So I'm waiting for the next round of Twitch, hey, a bunch of names are available. Go get them. Hopefully I can grab it. Or maybe one of you guys can, and then let me know.
I'll sell it to you.
I'll buy it from you. I'll at least. I don't mind giving you money.
I'll put five down on that.
Put a fiver on it?
Mm-hmm.
I'll put 20. Five on it.
20 bucks is 20 bucks. Put
five on it. Hey. Have you guys seen the Us trailer, by the way?
No. Yes. Is that the one? Is that Jordan Peele's movie?
It's the Jordan Peele movie coming out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I have. Never mind. I thought you were talking about the Last of Us 2.
Oh, no. The Us trailer from Jordan Peele. That dude's doing some shit.
Scary. Yes.
It looks awesome. I'm really excited what he's doing. I put five on it. Is the song in the trailer. And that's
yes, it is.
Can't wait for that movie. Can't wait for the Twilight Zone.
Twilight Zone. So I was just telling Dustin, this month also, What We Do in the Shadows TV show is out.
Oh, is it?
Mm-hmm. Did you know that?
No. On the 27th.
27th. Yeah.
Hulu can get it.
And then also Little Dickie's making a TV show with FX.
Mm-hmm. What?
Yeah. Man.
I missed that.
Yeah. It's just it's we're becoming into the entertainment start, of the year. Because mm-hmm. Captain Marvel dropped this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And it's getting some pretty good reviews.
Dustin, I've seen that tonight.
Yeah, yes. You are. It gets steak night. You're gonna eat it right. And then, it looks really good. Yeah, the mid-credit credit scene got spoiled for me, though.
Oh, did it? Damn.
Yeah.
Nothing
story spoiler, thank God.
But was scrolling through Reddit this morning because I woke up around 8:30 or something like that and was just laying scared. In bed. And I was just scrolling through, just clicking on stuff. And all of a sudden, I clicked on a picture, and right before it went to the page where the picture is, I noticed it said Captain Marvel Sport. And I was like, did that say Captain Marvel spoilers for the tag? And I looked at the picture and my brain put it together that it was a Captain Marvel spoiler. And so I immediately just didn't see anything and I backed out in time.
Good call.
I don't, it was a, like a synapse, like time between, I was like, oh fuck, I fucked up and backing out.
Your brain protected you.
Oh, thankfully. Thankfully.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that tonight. It's, I mean, it's getting much better reviews now. I think that people are actually going to see the movie. And all those sweaty nerds were...
All the... Yeah, like, so before the movie came out, last week for critics, it was, like, somewhere in the 90s on Rotten Tomatoes. And then, like, you were saying, a bunch of sweaty nerds review bombed it.
Just...
Well, like, there was an article that came out that was, like, Brie Larson hates men. White men. And it's like, no.
I hate white men. And I am one
of them. Yeah.
if you read the article that they were referencing, she had just said when she does interviews, she likes a more like diverse, you know, interviewers, you mm-hmm. know, to interview her. That's all. It didn't say anything about how she hates white men. Like
people are stupid.
Like this world sucks.
People are dumb.
It's like it's fine to have a superhero be a woman. Even, everybody, well, it's like, okay.
Even with the review bomb thing that happened, it was still in the mid-80s. It's still in the mid-80s right now.
Right, right.
It's like 87 right now.
Which is really good for Rotten Tomatoes.
So, but I mean, this starts the... Isn't this the her movie's the first phase, or is that Spider-Man?
I think it's going to be Spider-Man.
Wow, that makes sense.
Yep.
I think this is rounding out phase four or whatever. Look, whatever phase mm-hmm. one.
Look, some motherfuckers are dying next month, okay?
Oh, yeah.
There are some superheroes dying.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And not like in Infinity War, like where we know they're going to be coming back. Some are going to be dying.
Dude, between that and Game of Thrones final season coming out.
Oh, my God.
I don't know if my heart can take it.
Yeah, one of the episodes of Game of Thrones is just a big battle. That's all it is. One big battle.
I've read some articles saying that the battle, like the big battle that's supposed to happen this season, puts fucking Helm's Deep to shame.
Really?
And Battle of the Bastards to shame.
Dude. So my group that I watched Game of Thrones with, we're just like pumped.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Because this is a group I watch. Like, I go over on their house on Sunday nights. I watch like Shameless with them. I watch The Chi, which is, if you haven't watched The Chi, is fucking really great. The second season is going to start this summer.
It's on my list.
It's so good. And yeah, like so Game of Thrones is coming, and those are movie long episodes. You know.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Hour and a half each.
I'm afraid to even watch the last trailer. People are like, no, it's fine. I'm like, no,
fine. It is fine.
I don't want to spoil anything.
Yep, it's fine. It doesn't give anything away.
Then I went into like a tangent on trailers are just too much these days.
the most recent Game of Thrones trailer does a very good job. Yeah. It does a very good job. It hits everything that gets you hyped for it and gives nothing away.
They know what they're doing and what they have in store for them for this final season, so they're being very smart about it.
I think tomorrow night might be the night Katie and I start to rewatch through everything, because that's about just little over a month away. So that's enough time to get...
It is just over. April 14th or 12th or something.
Gives me enough time to not have to binge too many episodes every single night, but getting through... I want to watch it all again before the
I don't know if my heart can take next month.
It's going to be tough. It is going to be real tough.
It'll be okay.
It's the Kelly Kapowski. I'm so excited.
I'm so scared.
Just take some caffeine pills.
There you go. It'll be fine. Ooh,
how about this? I don't know. I think I've talked to Chris about this a little bit. I haven't really gotten to talk to you, Adam. I don't know if you've been watching this... Critical Role Kickstarter.
I am aware of it, and I saw the trailer for it.
They went to a bunch of different production companies to see if they could get, you know, their D&D campaign animated, or at least some of it, just like a short. So what they did was they were like, okay, well, we'll just take it to a Kickstarter because fans have been asking for it. Ask for $750,000. We'll put it 45 days out. Currently, they have 40 days left. They're at $6.7 million.
Jesus fucking Christ.
They broke the Kickstarter record.
Yeah.
And now, some of those production companies that turned them down are reaching out to them. So instead of this little two episodes, like very small series, like two 22-minute episodes, is now going to be a series.
Season, yeah.
And we're going to get, I mean, I know, I don't think how much you guys have actually listened to and or watched from the first campaign. We're actually going to get some of those stories animated because they have so much money.
Hot take, Critical Role's overrated.
You are out of your mind, sir.
I haven't listened to them in a long time because I felt they were getting too big for themselves. I'll be honest, but I'm very happy for them, honestly.
Yeah, it's nice now because they left Geek and Sundry, so now they stream to their own Twitch. Mm-hmm. Like, it's their own, they all started their company. And for some reason, they thought, maybe we'll hit the $750,000 mark in 45 days. Like, they hit $1 million in less than an hour.
The last time I saw it was, they were around 2.5.
Yeah.
So that's insane.
Yep. They before they could even react, the thing got funded through all of their stretch goals that they had already created. Jesus Christ. And they were like, okay, it's been 12 hours and we can't.
Super, super happy for them. And I will definitely watch the animated show. But I don't, a lot of their fans have ruined that show for me. Not because of spoilers, just because of in general.
Yeah.
And it's tough. I'm kind of over it. That being said, I watch or listen to every single one of Brian W. Foster's interviews that he does.
Oh, yeah.
Those are fucking fantastic.
Yeah, the Between the Sheets, I think is what they call it. Yes,
Between the Sheets.
Those are fascinating.
And I got my mulled wine recipe from them.
Yeah, I was gonna ask you that because I watched that episode. I was like, oh, is this where you got that mulled wine
And recipe? I based part of my how I make my old fashions off what he did, too, for one of the episodes. Oh,
yeah.
I know Justin Meckler was a little jealous.
In a good way.
In a good way of Critical Role's
success.
Yeah, like what? Like
from they did a Q&A, like an impromptu Q&A, just to answer some questions, and the McElroys were getting a whole lot of love in the chat, and Matt Mercer even said, "Oh, I see it, and don't get confused, like." That's already been on my brain. So in these animated shorts, we actually might get to hear the McElroys voice some of these parts.
Another podcast that was ruined to me by their community.
Yeah, no kidding. I don't even want to get into that. I hate people. I can't stand people.
Did I miss something?
The Mibim Bam community is
fickle.
Yeah, a very, very large portion of them are professionally angry at
everything.
They get professionally outraged just because it's like.
Which is why they don't really do social media stuff anymore. And that's why I liked their show so much.
Oh, I think I've seen that stuff. They were interactive and they didn't apologize or stuff. And I was why?
It's just a mess.
Yep.
Through no fault of their own.
Nope.
But yeah. Maybe we'll get there one day.
We have to leave our own fan page.
Yep.
Like, sorry guys.
That's cool though that they can be teaming up. But I mean, do we have anything else or is it time?
I think it's time.
We had to do a short episode this time anyway, you know. Dustin's got some plans he's gotta do. You got some maybe children coming over. So
Misty directly came into this room once looking, rifling through stuff. And I turned around and just looked at her. I don't know if you guys heard her.
No.
She didn't say anything, but I was just like, she was like rifling. I think she was looking for something. And I just turned around and I'm like, it gave her like the, I forgot to tell you we're recording, but we're recording right now.
Yeah. Like you're walking into something right now.
Wasn't her fault.
No.
It's always her fault. She's not going to listen to this anyway.
No, she doesn't. It's fine.
But Katie will listen to it and let her know that I said that. She'll be like,
Yep.
I also, Katie, because you're listening, I advised Dustin to get a divorce with you yesterday, so yeah. Oh, because you keep the TV on too loud.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're sitting there playing Apex. I just hear the TV. I even message her. I'm like, turn your TV down.
Yeah, I had to call out and be like, hey, turn it down. She's like, oh, sorry. Okay, bro.
She's deaf, man. Hey,
it was International Women's Day. If she wants that TV loud, she's allowed to.
This is true.
Yeah, I guess it's a good point.
At the very least, you can have the TV loud on International Women's Day.
You get one day.
But I think it is that time now for International Men. No, I'm kidding. Tweet Corner.
You're right. It is time for International Tweet Corner Day. Let's take that down today.
The Tweetiarchy.
Let's take down the internet.
How do we start?
Oh, it's just a box.
Al Gore. You go to his house. He started it.
Unplug the main router.
He's like the head vampire. If you kill Al Gore, then the internet goes away.
And the environment.
And the environment dies. We need him. He's super serial, guys.
I'm not scared of Al Gore.
I'll punch Al Gore right in the face.
Sound real defensive for somebody who probably is afraid of Al Gore.
Look, I don't. Never mind. So we do have a tweet. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. One tweet. You know, we're a big deal around here.
Mm-hmm.
From your favorite boy, Jeff allegedly at allegedly Jeff at CGI Podcast. What would Microsoft have to do to get you to switch to Xbox as your primary console? Also, what are your thoughts on the rumored dickless Xbox version? Hashtag Tweet Corner. Hashtag 360 greater than PS3. I mean, I agree that 360 is greater than 360 PS3.
360 was greater than PS3, mm-hmm. hands down.
I agree.
But I'm a Sony boy. Like, you know.
I love Sony.
I do.
But, you know, game recognized game, right?
Yeah.
So the new rumor, new-ish rumor that the next Xbox console is going to be digital only lends credence to Xbox Game Pass or whatever is coming to Switch, and then mobile stuff.
Yeah. I think we touched on this a little in the last episode. Yeah.
It lends credence to that for sure. And
exactly.
I'm on board. I don't know if it would get me to primarily switch over.
Well, they even talked about a new release of the Xbox One that's digital.
Why? I mean, okay.
No, hear me out. I would buy that one. Okay. Because of the Game Pass and everything, like the backwards compatibility.
Okay.
You know, I would. I think I would buy that Xbox.
Hmm. Okay.
Okay.
I mean, I mean, it's a big no for me because I still have mine.
I traded mine in. To get my I only had the Xbox One once. I had the Xbox 360 twice.
That's a fun
time. I like the idea of it going discless, but I don't think Microsoft could really do anything to get me to switch to have that be my primary console because we can just play it on our PC now. Like, yep. They've situated themselves in a way that, like, I'm already covered. I have a PS4, and I have my gaming computer, and I can play Xbox games on my computer.
It's a great way to keep console sales alive for Microsoft. And there are a lot of people out there who can't afford to build a gaming PC.
Yeah, exactly. So
that's a great alternative for them.
Yeah, my buddy asked me at work about a gaming PC, and I told him, I'm like, yeah, I spent this much. He goes, no. And I'm like, it's a hobby, you know. Mm-hmm. And
it's a serious investment, yeah.
Phil Spector, Spencer, yeah, he did that last week, I think, too.
Yeah, he did.
It's so easy to do.
He did, yep.
He even said that console is not where Microsoft makes their money. It is in game sales.
Yeah.
He knows them getting rid of the disc that's rarely used, like it's 20% around there that people still buy physical copies. I'm a digital person,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I just think it's convenient. Like, I always have Destiny 2 installed. If I want to play, I don't have to reinstall anything, you know?
It's, for a long time, I held to the physical thing, and I've not exclusively switched over to digital. But I'm a lot more digital now, just for simplicity's sake.
Yeah.
And so I don't have a large stack of Blu-rays and Blu-ray cases everywhere.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good, it's the right move for Microsoft for sure, if it's true. And it, like I said, it lends credence to what we talked about last week mm-hmm. or last time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a smart move on their part. But I don't see Microsoft ever being my primary console.
No, I mean, they got to do something big. Like they really shot themselves in the foot at this generation. You know,
wanting to make it an entertainment console, not just a gaming console.
Yeah, like all consoles are entertainment consoles. Like I use my PS4 for Netflix stuff, but you know, I don't want to watch TV through it and everything. You know.
Yeah, but, I don't either.
Nothing can switch. I don't think anything can switch me to have Microsoft Xbox be my primary console.
That being, like I said, I still have mine, and I still play stuff on it every once in a while, but I'm mainly right now I'm mainly PlayStation. And then, I just go through phases. I'll switch over to PC.
Yeah, it's about like every 3 months or so I'll switch back and forth.
I mean, it would have to be something drastic that would never happen, like Microsoft is getting all of these exclusives on games that we love to play, and you can only play them on a console.
Yeah, and you can't play them on Windows.
Exactly. And it would have to be that level of ridiculous, you know, scenario that's never going to happen for me to do that. So,
yep.
Well, I think that answers that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pretty well. So that is going to actually do it for us here at Come Get Your Podcast for episode 46. Thank you for listening. If you would like to, you can follow us on Twitter and Facebook at CGY Podcast. You can subscribe to this podcast that you're listening to right now over at iTunes and Podbean, Google Play. You can follow us on Spotify. You can go check out comegetyourpodcast.com, which we still never update. We need to. And thank you so much for listening. And as always, we end every episode with a shower thought from Reddit, which also, by the way, we've been doing this as a gimmick for a long time now. I'm still not subscribed to that that subreddit. But this week's shower thought comes from user Apollo Dean, the biggest pothole.
That name. I was making me laugh. Apollo Dean.
Apollo Dean. The biggest plot hole of the zombie apocalypse is that every zombie's pants would fall around their ankles once their waistline thinned out enough.
Oh my god.
And that's going to do it for episode 46.
Who's mowing the yard?
Thank you so much for listening. I've been your host, Adam.
I've been Dustin.
And I've been Chris.
And Dustin doesn't fuck dogs.
I don't fuck dogs, and it's a bunch of zombies shirt cocking it around the goddamn apocalypse.
That's why I don't wear pants.
Tripping over their pants. Bye. Thank you.